Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawanda Mustakeem, and I wanted to come on today and provide some special, a new direction to empower, because I think those who know me, empowerment is my thing, and I wanted to empower a very special group who are known to those who know within that world of academia. They're known as junior faculty. So I wanted to start a whole new conversation on notes to first-time junior faculty, because some people are still junior faculty. It may not be your first time, but then we're speaking to those who've recently graduated, who've now moved and successfully found their way into a tenure-track job, because the years ahead are going to matter, the weeks ahead are going to matter, and the days ahead will matter even more when you can be in the know. So again, I am the one and only Dr. Mustakeem. Again, those who know me, you know the professional development and just really letting the future know how best to be successful is the best and always the best pathway to go. So today I wanted to come on and provide 6 keys to success. Now, my list could really be exhaustive, but we're just getting started. So again, wanted to keep it simple, keep it basic, so that way those who are listening across the multiverse, those first-time junior faculty, tune in, really listen close, because there's some real nuggets here that I'm going to put forth so we all can consider for others who have perhaps been successful and been able to move into associate or into full, then you know that there are many ways to success, but then it is applying it the best ways in our life. So let's go ahead and get it started. Where do we start? Where can all things come together? Where should one start in really unlocking yourself, but also tapping this among the many keys? And the first key is choose a day of the week where you have a meeting with yourself, only yourself, your calendar, and your goals, but no one else should be invited. Now, you can have it wherever you want to have it. You can have it on any day of the week, but you want to be consistent with it. So on a basic level, some would say across the globe, I've heard so many different people say they'll have these Sunday meetings. Maybe Monday, let's get with it, maybe Wednesday, whatever. That is your day. Choose the day that you will show up for yourself regularly every week. But right now, we'll just speak basic and say, starting with a Sunday meeting, and that is only with yourself. Now, here's a side note that I really want to plug. So academics, we know that we're working all the time. The junior faculty, let me go ahead and clue you in on something. There is at least just one day of the week where even politically, it should never come into your life. That means there should be one day of the week where, I just didn't check my email because that was my day. And that could be your Sunday. You have to figure that out. Where's the balance coming in? But more importantly, where can you say, this is a day where I can really focus on me and get ourselves together? Now, of course, in a perfect world, no one should be calling and, you know, just flooding our emails over weekends. But, you know, things happen. However, going back to a meeting with yourself every week and really sit with your goals, sit with yourself, think about the week that just passed and where you would like to go. And now how that can look is really kind of the way you operate, but it is about showing up and then really being intentional in how you want to move forward. I love calendar meetings with other people, but I also love a good calendar meeting with myself because it is about my goals. And when you're thinking about your goals, think about your personal goals, your professional goals. And then there are many other community service, all the various things, and, of course, teaching. So however you'll define that, however the time that you'll take so you can map your own way to success, please make time for a meeting with yourself weekly, with yourself, your goals, and your future ambitions. Have some goals, okay? All right, let's move on to what is next in line. Well, all of these matter. It doesn't matter if I started from the bottom to the top. It is about all of us rising to our higher self on this tenure track process. So with that, say meeting with yourself, but maybe just thinking more concretely in the future. I encourage you to do what someone suggested to me along the way, and it somehow 14 years in is really taking on a whole new meaning, because you got to set a quota. Everybody can't have your time. You are one person, and there are only 24 hours a day, but you're supposed to be asleep, at least a good bit of that, and then you're supposed to be active. No, 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 no. You cannot overbook your schedule. You can't give away all your time and your energy, because then you just won't be able to be effective with your work, within the classroom, any of it. So set a real quota, and most especially on the social and the academic social, because we need to have a life and connection with those outside of academia, but academics are quick to say we should get a quick lunch or coffee, and then that could be 2 hours. And the next thing you know, if you booked out 5 in 1 week, I guess you really weren't planning to get a whole lot done unless you know how to maximize your time. So again, set a quota. Is that like, all right, I only get 2 coffees a month just starting this semester? When you think about your quota, think about it in months, because it can be overwhelming if you're thinking in weeks, because you're already going to have meetings that are going to be coming, and those should have already been mapped out in a traditional sort of, your chair should have already told you when your department meetings will be, so those should already be in your calendar. But now, as people get excited to learn and welcome you, you really want to think about how much time you have and then how much you are willing to give. So 10 coffees in 1 month is quite a bit. So think again, you want to think weekly, you can think monthly, but begin to think in a year time span, how much time at some point, maybe in the future, you may look back at how much time did I really give. I think a lot of us may feel guilty if we ever did really look at that, because you got to learn how to manage your time. And so more importantly, going back to it, set a quota that works for you. But just don't overbook yourself. Everybody has needs, but you also have to have balance. All right, it moving. And speaking of balance, that brings us to the third key to success. When you stop to not only think about, design, but really consider what self-care as well as what balance can look like, then it's about putting it in place. Not just, oh, yeah, I know I need self-care in my life. And also hanging on to the trendable, oh, well, I'm trying to find my balance. It is about what are we doing to activate it. So what I'm inviting you to do, because most academics will never tell one another, find your balance. What can that look like? And then they definitely, we're just not far in our thinking just yet to give tangible on what self-care can look like. I realize that can be generational. It's based on a lot of different things and where we are in our life. And, hey, even some self-care can cost. So you think about what that can look like. It's just been interesting over the years to see that really become a more central point of conversation without ever saying to those who are coming in, make that a part of your calendar. You know, maybe go sign up for a massage, not just now, but maybe for the future. Maybe get a membership. That was the best thing my mother could have told me. Because when we think that we don't have time or that we don't deserve it, then all of a sudden that's when we need it most. So think about what can that look like. And I'll give you some tangible. Self-care, again, for some it's just like a bubble bath. That's great. But you also need to get out beyond something. So maybe that's going to the park, taking a bike ride. Now, if I want to get your nails done, I like to go and float in a sensory deprivation tank in salt water. Now I do that once a month with a sauna, and it really relieves stress. So your goal in self-care and balance is where can we reduce the stress? Because academia is extremely stressful, and it is about reducing the stress. So again, reflexology, massage, I don't whatever that your heart fancies, do it. Make time for it, and also put it in your calendar, and you can book it out for like the whole semester, like me. All right. Again, we're keeping it moving, but we're keeping it most of all empowering. And the next, what I would say, essential, here's that, where if I bolded, underlined it, highlighted it in red, get with it, P piece of advice that I got that I've continued to implement in my life is, are you listening? I hope you are listening closely. Surround yourself with the most productive people. Now, everyone might, oh, yeah, of course, everybody's productive. No. So at that point, now you really want to go and look at, where am I? What does productivity look like in this department? What does productivity look like among the new people that I'm around? What does productivity look like among the various mentors? Because everyone will speak from their lane of knowledge, but everyone's not productive. Some people evaluate productivity in different ways. Productivity for some can be standing in the hallway holding conversations with everybody. Productivity for some can be just scrolling on the news feed and always just sort of up on everyone else's, what they got going. That's not productive. So pull back, look at your landscape where you are, surround yourself with not just productive people, but the most. Now, how you do that, don't do it in an aggressive way, but begin to open to forging new relationships with those who have been productive so you can then learn from them. Like, I would love to get lunch if you ever have time so I can get some tools from you. What really keeps you productive? What allows you to publish every single year? Whereas other people would say you're lucky if something will come out every 3 years, which we know, depending on where you are in academia, it's important that you publish all the time. So again, then that goes up Sunday meetings with yourself or whatever day of the week meeting that you have weekly with yourself and your goals. Again, if I even review before we continue on, the first key that I've offered is have a meeting with yourself weekly with yourself and your goals. And it's going to change every week, but you want to see the big picture. You want to see, you know, even more sharply into where you want to be. The second point that I was pointing out is about understanding and implementing your version of self-care and balance within your life. You better find balance because it's going to get wobbly out there. All right. And then next, again, the other point was set a quota. Set a quota on those academic social outings. You've got to set a quota. If not, then you'll just find yourself having much more to say about coffee shops and bars than you may want to. And so, again, you know, that's important. And then the other most recent point that I was offering, surround yourself with the most productive people. And everyone, we're, you know, we're socially distanced, so everyone may not even be able to sort of connect in the ways that we were able to before, but go study them. Go study, like, where did they publish? How often? You know, what did it take? And also, maybe if you can have a good conversation with them, ask them what time management looked like. Because once you understand how you work, then you can work with yourself. So again, we're keeping it empowering for all of those senior faculty, all those first-time senior faculty out there. Again, this is Notes to a First-Time Senior Faculty with Dr. Shawande Mustakeem. So again, we still have a couple more keys to success that I wanted to provide for you. Now, in surrounding yourself with the most productive people, the next place that people may take for granted, but I had to sit and really think with this myself, is I was forced to redefine what does productive mean and then what does productivity mean for me through creating an accountability sheet and then doing that with other people. But even now, I would do it with myself to really look at how much time have I been giving to the things that I want to get done. So then that forces me to go back to what are my goals. How much am I allocating in my time per week? But more importantly, what does productive mean in my life and where I am right now? And then what does it mean to look at myself or 5 years from now? What can productivity look like? And what does it look like here successfully? What does it look like at the institution that you're at? Because then we could say, oh, well, you know, I watched 3 TV shows and then I wrote a 100-page or not 100 page, but just like 100-word paragraph or, you know, page. I don't know. Right now, the whole thing is that people will define it in different ways. You must define it for yourself because you must relearn yourself. Do not let everyone completely come in and tell you how to overhaul it. You are evolving in the path of becoming a productive scholar. So you really want to understand what would you like to see in your pathway as relative to productivity. So again, sit down. This is important. This will be a real key and strategy for you. Redefine productivity and productive. What did it mean? It was very different in grad school. That was just like hustle and go. Now you are crafting a career, a life, but also a professional, most I would think. But again, sit down, redefine what productive and productivity means. Then the last one I think we can hear very lightly all the time, that you should go and scan the spines of all the books on your shelf and maybe also go look at journals that you have on your shelf. But more importantly, go and for those who their tenure requirement to acquire a tangible book on the table that you can slide across and other people can say, it's here. You want to go look at your bookshelf, whether digitally or in your library or wherever that you are, that you're surrounded by books, and look tally of all the books that you like the most and look at where what press that was coming from. Because eventually you're going to want to think about the bigger publishing world, and you want to really think about where do you want to be? Where do you feel like your intellectual landscape is pushing you relative to productivity and being the productive scholar and a published scholar? That's what we're looking forward to. So, again, you want to think about what would be the ideal press for you. Then you want to go look up, is there a series? Is there an acquisitions editor I need to know? You know, who is who within the publishing world? And the way to get at it, the way to begin, is to go and scan the spines of your books and then go and see who you like. Who are the most recent scholars' books that you bought? And then you want to think about what your institution values with the type of press that you choose. Is it going to be academic? Is it going to be trade? Is there a different tier within the academic press world? So again, we've been talking about these keys to success, and they come in a variety of ways, and they're going to come in moments, the unexpected, where you're just going to know, and then there's going to be the next day, the next week. But then there's also the success in between and having faith within yourself and knowing, like, I got this. It's going to go somewhere. It's all working together. But the best way is when you are really looking at the big picture of where you want to be, already seeing that, and then actualizing it tangibly, essentially every week, and then thinking ahead about how much energy do you give to this project, to this person, to this committee, if say you are joint appointed. There's so many different ways that you're going to be challenged. Think about who are you in the evolution. But amid the evolution, I want you to remember, you are already successful. You have done what many others have not been able to, and you want to stay there and continue to activate even higher on the pathway. So this is just the beginning of even more to come. Again, this is Notes the First Time Junior Faculty, and I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Moustakim. I wanted to come on and talk six keys to success. Again, if you want to continue to stay tuned in, please do, because more empowerment is coming when you least expect. However, this is just the beginning of even more to come. Stay tuned. I'll talk to you all soon. Stay empowered most, and junior faculty, find your balance and find your freedom. All right, now, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.